Good morning, Red Rocks. Today is January 16th, 2023, and it's Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. This week, classes will have their classroom spelling bees. Be sure to check the Raccoon News for some fun links to the new Red Rocks parking video showing best practices for morning drop-off and afternoon pickup. There's also a link to a third grade video on what it is to be a scientist. Links to the school accountability budget slides, and a link for a request for your input on Jeffco web design. And now, here's our student council representative with an announcement.
Good morning, Red Rocks Elementary. I am Maya, and I am a student council member. I want to give you an update on box top standings. For the month of December, fourth grade had the most box tops, earning nearly 100 for the month. Keep encouraging your parents to collect box tops in the app. We love our Spirit Days here at Red Rocks and hope you will participate in our Be Super Day on February 10th. This day is the Friday before the Super Bowl and also is our kickoff, pun intended, the kickoff our school fundraiser for the month for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. We are honored to help with cancer research and support kids and their families. Donations will begin on February 10th. Stay tuned for more information. Have a great day.
And here are some of our first graders sharing their writing about Martin Luther King Jr.
My name is Adlo. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s dream is that people would be judged by their honesty and not by the color of their skin. My dream is I wish that there were no wars.
My name is Lincoln, and my dream is that everyone who lives on the streets has a home.
My name is Aria, and my dream is that I want people to be nice and to make nice bread all over the world.
Hello, Red Rockers. Today, I'm going to be interviewing a student from Red Rocks Elementary. First, what's your name?
Adara.
What grade are you in?
I'm in fifth grade in Mr. Patterson's.
What is your favorite subject in school?
My favorite subject would be art, because in art you get to create. And I like sharing my creations with other people because I like to make them happy.
Other than lunch and recess, what's your favorite thing to do at school?
Honestly, I think it's to either read or write stories during free time.
What kind of stories do you usually make?
Fantasy and nonfiction.
What's your favorite thing about Red Rocks?
Definitely all of the teachers and the staff that help out around the school.
Since you're in fifth grade and you are graduating soon, what will you miss about Red Rocks?
I'll miss all the people here, my friends that aren't coming with me next year, and all the memories, and definitely the library.
What is your favorite book genre to read?
Graphic novels and nonfiction.
What's your favorite thing to watch?
My favorite thing to watch? I just like watching stuff with a good plot and interesting characters.
What's your least favorite subject?
It's definitely PE or math.
What's your favorite thing to do at recess?
At recess, I usually hang out with my best friend. Sometimes I do other things, but I like to hang out with my best friend.
What's your favorite thing to do in your free time?
Well, I like to draw. I like to read. And I like to create stories.
What do you usually draw?
Well, usually I either draw dresses or something that goes along with a theme.
Do you play any instruments?
I play the flute since I'm in fifth grade and in band, guitar at home, and the piano at home.
Okay, out of all those instruments that you play, what is your favorite one and why?
Probably the flute, because it makes a beautiful sound. It's really easy to play, and I was one of the two only people that could make a sound at all using the flute.
What do you really like about coming to Red Rocks?
Honestly, I think that kids devote their time to making other people happy or make them feel better.
Let's get into the favorites. What's your favorite color?
Definitely silver.
What's your favorite animal?
My favorite animal would be a silver fox. And no, they're not silver or gray. They're actually black foxes with white streaks.
What was your favorite school trip that you've ever been on?
The first one I can remember, when fifth grade went to the Colorado Orchestra.
I think that's all for now. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Bye.
The World of Kajiwi. Once upon a time, a girl named Alice went for a walk in the forest. She lived in a small cottage with vines. She looked to her side and saw a beautiful flower. The flower's petals were pink and the inside was yellow. "Oh, that looks beautiful," Alice said. She decided to sniff it. She woke up. "I don't remember going to sleep," Alice said. She was in a different forest and she looked different. She used to have orange hair, a pink dress, and black shoes, but now she had pink hair, a green dress, and yellow shoes. Then five people who had the same kind of outfits jumped out from behind the trees. "Who are you?" with an orange top and green bottoms asked.
I'm Alice," she stuttered.
"Come with us," another said. Alice followed them to a big tree. The tree had vines going up it, and what seemed like stairs. She saw someone coming towards them. She had on a headband with feathers poking out of it, and a long dress. She looked as though she was in charge.
"Hello, I am the leader of Kajiwi," she said. "You are welcome here," she said again. "My name is Wave," she said. "Thank you," said Alice. They had a big party and Alice got really tired. She slept, but when she woke up, she was back in her cottage. She wondered if the Kajiwi were just a dream. She decided to go for a walk to find proof that the Kajiwi were real. So she went to find the flower. She found it, and it looked the exact same as it had in... "Okay, in my dream, I sniffed it, so all I have to do is sniff it." So Alice did. She woke up in the Kajiwi's tree. It was morning, so she got up. She saw all of the camp eating berries. "Good morning," Alice said. "Hi," one of the Kajiwi said. Wave brought her to the table to have some breakfast. Wave said that she would have someone take Alice on a tour of the woods. She met him, and they went for the tour. "That's where the deer like to hang out," he said. It turned to night quickly, so they had to go back. Alice fell asleep and woke back up in her little cottage. She only remembered one thing Wave had told her, to never, ever tell anyone about them. And so that is what she did. The end.
White the cloud cross the road because of the wind.
Where do I get my pants? Why do I get my pants from the church? Because they make them holy. What's the icicle say to the other icicle? I bet you can't fall from here. Where do superheroes get their groceries? From the supermarket. Where do black holes get their food? From Whole Foods. What did the tortoise say to the rabbit in the race? If I'm too slow, you can go up ahead and sunbathe. Where do kings get their groceries? From King Supers.
Thanks for listening. Your podcast crew this week has been Maya, Adler, Lincoln, Arya, Josephine, Maddie, and Zahara. And in the words of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., the ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. Have a great week. R-O-C-K, you rock. You rock.